Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Monday, October 20th, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our great friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Arts Council. We have Savor the Arts with us right now. Sally Kistner, executive director over there with us. Sally, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Always appreciate the time and the work that you do so much, and always the guests that you bring in, Sally. We're right now, we're going to talk with Dominic from the Doo-Wop Project. And Dominic, I did not even try to say your last name, but I do want to introduce you properly, sir. How do I say that last name?
Nolfi. Yeah, Nolfi.
Oh, that's a great one. That's a great name, Dominic. That's a really good name. It's way better than James Maloff, I got to tell you. It's a really good name. Dominic, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, guys.
Always like to get to know our guests a little bit. Can you tell us a little about yourself?
Yeah, I grew up in San Francisco and went to school in Boston, but I've been in New York now longer than I was even, you know, in San Francisco for. So I consider myself a New Yorker. I live in Brooklyn. And I run a little group called the Doo-Wop Project.
Yeah, Dominic, I had to really be careful here because I wanted to spend the entire interview just talking to you about acting. I've seen your resume, sir, and I've been acting since I was 7 years old. I love talking about acting. And you have been working on stage long before you were a part of this band, correct?
We all met actually while we were working on Jersey Boys, specifically on Broadway. A couple of us went on to do Motown, the musical, and we met another member in that cast, and he joined the Doo-Wop Project. And then I was able to do A Bronx Tale after that. So I've been very blessed and lucky with the Broadway shows that I've been able to be a part of.
Yeah, A Bronx Tale. You just throw that one in there. It's a classic, and it was directed by De Niro.
Yeah, De Niro. He directed the film.
The film. Yes, I'm sorry. The film.
Yeah. He did direct the musical though too. So he, because he directed the film, he wanted to be a part of the musical too, which was really a surprise. And so he, along with Jerry Zaks, who's sort of a really well-known musical theater director and theater director in general. They co-directed that production, and Chaz Palminteri, you know, he wrote the musical book, and Alan Menken did the music. So it was a pretty wonderful team to be a part of.
It's a really cool story, and I can only imagine how amazing that must have been to be a part of. But it also, I love that getting to show that these actors, the other artistic things they can do, and they kind of were able to do that with the play. And I appreciate you talking with me about it, Dominic, because I just couldn't wait to talk to you about that. I was curious about some.
No.
Oh, go ahead.
I ask away.
So I was curious a little bit, and you gave us a little of this already about how the band formed. Can you add a little bit more to that as far as how you guys all got together?
Yeah, so the core of us were in the cast of Jersey Boys at the time, and we were, you know, just having discussions backstage like, oh, this is what an honor to be a part of this show. It's wildly successful, which no one saw coming at the time, to be honest. We started to get other little like side gigs, you know, like, oh, these people are wondering if you could come out to New Jersey for this event and sing some songs, you know, some doo-wop songs, maybe not, you know, you don't have to sing from the Four Seasons, or you can, or maybe do one Four Seasons song, but do some other doo-wop songs. And so we started doing that. And then we realized there was an audience for this, and it just slowly built, you know, a couple gigs the first year, and then we doubled that the next year. And then every year, just more and more opportunities came for us to perform as the Doo-Wop Project.
That's really cool to hear, especially how organic it sounds like it was the way it went. So you get started, and then when you're talking about doing something, how do you guys come around to the idea of doing doo-wop?
We thought, let's sing some stuff maybe that inspired Frankie, you know, and Tommy and Bob and Nick of the Four Seasons. You know, what were they listening to that inspired them? You know, and so let's take some of those songs and incorporate them into a 90-minute show. And of course, we'll do, you know, some Four Seasons classics as well, you know, but to round out the show, like, you know, let's do some Dion, let's do some Cadillacs, this great doo-wop band out of Harlem. Let's do some cool kind of street Italian doo-wop songs from Queens, like Morse Code of Love and Oh Rose Marie, and just sort of these kind of gems that some people know, but are just infectious songs, you know?
Yeah. When it comes to this style, it's not, we don't see a lot of this on the top 40 right now, this style, but yet it has stayed relevant since its beginning. Have you found that too?
Definitely. Yeah, because this is the foundation that rock and roll was built on, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people understand that and love that. And a lot of people have a lot of memories and nostalgia linked to this music. And also, it's just a part of the American fabric. And kids growing up now, like I have a 15-year-old daughter, and yeah, I did drag her to a lot of doo-wop concerts. But also, kids just know this music, you know? Like, it's just like, you know Elvis, you know Sinatra, and you know some of these classic doo-wop songs, too. You just hear them growing up in the United States, you know? So it's a part of our shared history.
That's a really wonderful way to put it. And it's something that I think that we touch on from time to time on different shows where, you know, we don't hand down movies or TV shows that much. Maybe a little bit here and there if we watched it with our folks or something. But music, I mean, from the first notes that were played, we've been handing down music to our to younger generations. It's not surprising when you think about it that so many forms of music are still popular today that may not again show up on a top 40, but they're selling well. Or people are attending concerts of them and everything. Doo-wop. We've seen this with a couple of other styles of forms of music as well. No different than seeing vinyl make a comeback.
Absolutely. Yeah. People love the sound of vinyl. People love the sound of classic doo-wop. And you keep mentioning top 40. And so we had Dwayne Cooper, who's the bass of our group, right? He was like, guys, this is fun singing classic doo-wop and all, but I think it might be more fun if we take maybe a contemporary song that everybody knows, like a song like I'm Yours, mm-hmm. or a song like a Taylor Swift song, mm-hmm. right? And why don't we convert that song into a doo-wop song and arrange it into a doo-wop song? So we do that as well. And Dwayne called that doo-wopify. Why don't we doo-wopify that song and present that in our show as well? So this is a multi-generational show. Grandma can come to the show, and then mom and dad can bring an 8-year-old or a 15-year-old to the show, and everyone's going to have a great time. You can bring 3 generations to our show.
This is how good Dominic is. I was trying to set him up for that. He caught it. I got it. Because I wanted to get into the duopify of things. And that's a great term, by the way. Great term. When it came to doing that, I think for us as, and especially for somebody like me that doesn't have many musical notes, if any, in my body, I look at that on paper and I'm like, okay, it doesn't seem that difficult. I imagine that it's not as simple as just kind of, okay, I want to duopify Sherry from the Four Seasons or something along those lines. What kind of work goes into doing that?
So like the first one we ever did was Michael Jackson's The Way You Make Me Feel.
Oh, so you right? started with an easy one. Right, Michael Jackson, you said, wow.
So first of all, we were like, well, okay, this song's an up-tempo song, so let's slow it down. Let's slow the song down a little bit, and let's break it apart, you know what I mean? And let's add some oohs, let's add some wahs underneath one, you know, whoever's going to take the solo, and we broke up the solo. We do that a lot, because there's no real lead singer in this group. Everyone sings fantastic, so we, like, break up songs and kind of give pieces to different singers. And so we slowed that down, we added some oohs, and then there's a moment in the tune where it becomes, we reach that full tempo that everybody knows and loves. That's kind of like the candy that everyone's waiting for, you know? And then we come back and kind of like bookend it with more sort of doo-wop flavor. So we'll be doing that in Wisconsin, and we're super stoked to show everybody, you know, what a doo-wopified song is. We do it with I'm Yours, which is a Jason Mraz song. We do it with Valerie, which is an Amy Winehouse song. Mm. It helps if the songs lend themselves, you know, are a little retro maybe sounding, you know, but The Way You Make Me Feel wasn't at all. So
sure.
Yeah, that's a really fun thing that we thought we would do to kind of set ourselves apart from, you know, other groups.
It sounds like it's something that had to have been a lot of fun just to even putting together, let alone when you get to perform it. And as Dominic mentioned there, he's going to be coming to town with the boys. They're going to be here. The Doo-Wop Project will be here November 6th over at the Performing Arts Center here in Wisconsin Rapids. Dominic, what can people expect from the show?
The show, again, is multi-generational, right? So you can bring everyone to this show, bring the grandkids, bring the kids. We bring a performance energy from our Broadway pedigree that we feel is unmatched. So we have so much energy when we hit the stage. And the show flows really well in a polished way. We pride ourselves on that. We have a four-piece band that's going to back us. And so you get 5 singers up front, and a four-piece rock and roll band behind. And it's really a wonderful 90-minute show.
It sounds like it's going to be a blast, Dominic. And the previews and things I've seen online, I encourage people to check them out. You are definitely going to get your tickets while you're watching these videos and taking in the music. Dominic, have you ever been to Wisconsin?
Yeah, we've been to Wisconsin before. I've been to Wisconsin. Love going to Wisconsin.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we're thrilled to be back. And you know, you get doo-wop, you get Motown. Again, you get the doo-wopified songs. So it's really kind of an eclectic night. I know it kind of seems like, oh, this is just, you know, an oldies show, but it's really more than that. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's and especially the videos I saw, the attendance, a lot of the people, you've got a complete mix of audience members of ages and all kinds of different things. It's going to be a really fun show, everybody. And if you would like a preview of their brand new 90-minute show, Echoes of the Street, the Doo-Wop Project's newest production, I encourage you to check out their new album. You guys got a new album out, right?
Yeah, it just dropped last week. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music, everywhere where you can stream music. You can order a copy of it from our website, doowopproject.com. But yeah, we covered a lot of tunes we always wanted to cover on this album, like Sincerely, Blue Moon, My Girl. And then we have a couple new doowopified songs too, Get Lucky. We do a new, we always like to doowopify a Broadway tune because that's kind of like, you know, our pedigree and our roots.
Yeah, it's a bit of your wheelhouse.
So yeah, we're really... We're really proud of it. Really proud of the new album, for sure.
Cannot wait to... I've given a little bit of it a listen. I want to give the whole thing a real listen. I encourage everybody else to do it as well. Get your album right now. And find out more, you can go to thedoowopproject.com, thedoowopproject.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Dominic, this was a lot of fun, man. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks. I hope I covered all the bases here, guys. Thank you so much for having me, and we're looking forward to our trip coming up to Wisconsin. It's going to be awesome.
Safe travels, Dominic, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, everybody.
Thank you. Big thank you to Dominic there joining us. That was a lot of fun, Sally. He's awesome. You get us the best guests. We appreciate you so much. Great guy right there, too. And just as talented as he is kind. You know, they're going to give a great show. Let's talk about the Doo-Wop Project, Sally. How can people find out more, get tickets for it?
You can go on our website, savorthearts.com. You'll get all the information there, but I'll give you a little right now. November 6th at 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $59 for adults and, as usual, $15 for students. You can also get them by calling 715-424-2787 or stopping by 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101 in Wisconsin Rapids. Our office hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 to 2:30.
And Sally, you and your team do an amazing job bringing these acts to town. We appreciate it so much, the culture, the art that you bring to this area. But we can't do it alone. Know that there's some great sponsors that help with this.
Absolutely. The sponsors for the Doo-Wop Project include Aaron and G. Herman's Plumbing and Heating, Point and Plover Publication, Wisconsin Rapids City Times, and our season sponsor, WSAW Channel 7.
Big thank you to all of those great people and organizations helping this out. And Sally, we've been doing this together long enough. I can almost imagine you as you were just finding this band and reaching out to them and everything. You had to be pretty excited to land this one.
I definitely was. And Dominic mentioned that he's been in Wisconsin before. The Doo-Wop Project came very highly recommended by my friends from Wisconsin Presenters Network. Mm. So he has been around Wisconsin, and they've left an excellent impression.
I cannot wait for them to get to town. And, of course, that show, again, is coming up Thursday, November 6th, 7:30, over at the beautiful Performing Arts Center right here in Rapids. Before we let you go, though, Sally, I did want to let everybody know or remind everybody that coming up on November 7th, the U.S. Navy's premier jazz ensemble is going to be performing here in Rapids.
They are. We have given out all of the tickets for it, so we do have a waiting list on that. So you can call the Arts Council. Last time we had a waiting list, we went through, it was 3 pages long, and I went through a page and a half calling people back. So don't hesitate to get your name on the list. Give us a call. If we're not available, you can leave a message, leave your phone number, and how many tickets you'd like.
Really great that you do that for the community. That's really nice. It's above and beyond. That's very cool to do. And understandable, too, though, because so many people want to take in these shows. And when we have any of our any branch of our military coming in with a band or something, it is so well attended. And if anybody has never been able to take in one of those shows, it's going to be one of the most precise shows you will ever hear. If you love good music, you can almost guarantee it that it's going to be good music
there. They have that military discipline for sure.
Yeah, and it really, really comes across in the music. And it's really fun, and it's a great way to support our military. It's a wonderful win-win kind of situation, all of the above.
Yep.
And of course, keep in mind, the Doo-Wop Project is coming to town with their 90-minute show, Echoes of the Street. It'll be at the Arts, it'll be here as this amazing show Thursday, November 6th, 7:30, over at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids at 1801 16th Street North South, right here in Rapids. Get your tickets and find out more at savorthearts.com. Be sure to follow them on social media and share their posts on your page as well. And thanks to Sally right away, because she gave us a handful of tickets to give away. We'll be doing that on our morning shows. Thank you for that, Sally.
Thanks for doing it.
And as always, we appreciate the time from you, Sally, and everything you and your team put into the community. Thanks a lot for the time.
It's my pleasure.
We'll talk again next month, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for joining us here for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.